Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
97.1
AMP Radio.
Commercial-free Mondays.
For Edgar, Brian, and Chelsea. Huge, huge update, ladies and gentlemen, on Chelsea's love life. This is her love radio novela.
One Chelsea.
Un último adiós.
A final goodbye.
I don't know if you noticed, that's a question mark at
that
the end of that.
Question, for sure.
So, bringing you up to date in case you've missed this radio novela all this week. One of Chelsea's exes, Scottish hunk.
Kieran.
He's a babe.
Out of Amsterdam right now, came in for this week. Yesterday, he flew out, unfortunately. Asked for forgiveness, showed up at Chelsea's doorstep a couple times, one time drunk, spent the night a couple times.
No biggie.
We asked Chelsea if, you know, things got romantic or not, and she said...
Yes.
Whoa!
And we did not overreact at all when she told us that yesterday.
Nah.
We asked you many questions if Chelsea should give this guy another shot or not. Rob DiMelo, bro, should Chelsea entertain her ex this week and open up to him again or just move on, bro?
Move on, bro. I'm telling you, he's in for a bang bang.
Wow. He's my favorite.
The bang bang.
I would like to say my favorite thing that Kieran did for the two nights that he really destroyed your sleep. Because the first night he showed up at 2:30, you guys just big spoon, little spooned it, chit-chatted, talked about life. The next day he came over, and he was very concerned about getting you on a regular sleep pattern.
He was.
Which, Kieran, I appreciate. But also, Kieran, you're not doing yourself any favors when you show up at 2:30 in the morning, and then at 9:30 the next night. But he's concerned.
And then tell Chelsea, I'm worried about your sleep pattern.
Yeah.
Anyways, after the show, he was headed back to LAX, about to leave. And we heard this whole story from Chelsea's point of view, which I trust and I believe 100%. But we had to talk to him, Brian and I, as big brothers. We want to know this guy's real intentions. And we called him. He was in an Uber. Chelsea was extremely uncomfortable with the situation. But we had to do it for her own good.
By the way, she's the one who kind of like threw the idea out. I feel like for good or for bad, Chelsea's never going to learn. Because she's walking out the studio and she's like, I could maybe call Kieran. And we're like, get back in the studio.
Well, I was about to call him because he told me to call him.
Oh, I know.
And so then,
but then
I just,
watching you sweat, I'm like, man, that's funny that she threw this idea.
I regretted it immediately. Is what happened.
Of course.
Immediately.
I love it. I love you so much for that. All right, here it is. Here's the call. Kieran, the ex, on his way to LAX. We just want to know, man. You're flying back to Amsterdam. What are your real intentions with her? And where do you see this going? For real, bro.
I mean, it's just an easy question. It's a layup.
Pretty easy question.
This is the worst. This is the
pretty
worst.
Easy question.
Well, she's going to come over to see me in Scotland, and then we're going to work it out. And then I'm going to get a green card and move to LA.
Whoa!
In your mind, you did all of this for the love of the green card? Is that what you're confessing?
No, I'm just joking.
No, just joking, too. No, but for real, final answer, bro. Do you see something serious with Chelsea? Would you like something serious on the real?
Potentially, yeah, we need to work it out, I think.
Okay.
Come over to Scotland and see if she likes Scotland.
Chelsea.
What?
Would you take a trip to Scotland to see if you like it? Do we need to be looking for another co-host? What's going on here?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely want to go to Scotland. I mean, I think it's such a complicated question. It's not like a yes or no. And I think that that's why Kieran's like struggling with it too. It's like one day at a time. Like we're both independent, following our dreams.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, it's tough to find people that you actually like connect with and have chemistry, and Kieran's someone that I care deeply about. So who knows what
That's
could
cool.
happen, right?
So deep down inside, Kieran, bottom line is, bro, in an ideal world, you would love to end up with Chelsea.
Yeah, for sure.
See, for the record, that's what I said from the beginning.
That was one question in different ways. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Kieran, thank you, man.
No worries.
For real, safe travels, man. On a serious note, we do care a lot about Chelsea. And if this works out, man, and that makes her happy, then that's awesome, bro.
And more good stories for the radio. Come on.
Brian and Edgar have big crushes on you, too, so you should feel good about that.
Yeah, man crush.
They're
on
your side.
Crushes on you, bro. Just FYI, if things don't work out with Chelsea, holla. So Chelsea could be moving to Scotland, ladies and gentlemen. Honestly, Chelsea, I don't envy you right now. Because that was very confusing.
Yeah. Well, that's, it was funny afterwards. I talked to him and he was like, man, he's like, I'm not even good at telling you my feelings. Like, that's a conversation we constantly, that was one of the reasons why we broke up. Because I was like, I need you to like be more emotional and whatever. And so he's like, he's like, put me on blast. He's like, I couldn't, he's like, I felt like I didn't give a good description of kind of what we're going through. But you know, it is, it's confusing.
You know what the luxury that Kieran has though, is that when he starts talking, no one's listening. They just want to hear the accent and their knees get weak.
No, he's great,
Chelsea,
though.
Along with our listeners that have been part of this radio novela, or this portion of it, because, you know, I'm sure you'll be back to the dating apps in about a week.
I hate the dating apps.
Thank you so much for sharing your love life
with
us.
Yeah, of course. Anytime, you know? I appreciate you guys being so interested. Well, ish.
You want a break?
Ladies and gentlemen, for now, that is the end of Unex.
One X.
Una Chelsea.
One Chelsea.
Un último adiós.
A final goodbye.
97.1
Amp Radio.
Commercial free Mondays.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.